What about the adjuvant setting? What's going on there?
So don't treat patients with adjuvant therapy who have high-risk renal cancer at this point in time outside the setting of a clinical protocol, because there are no data that support it. I think that we now get calls saying, well, should I give this patient sorafenib or should I give him sunitinib? And I think right now we don't know. I think it's not risky perhaps, but you're doing it without data. Should you do it? Is there a reason for it? Well, the studies that are going to be done, there's one study in the United States that will investigate this particular issue comparing sunitinib to sorafenib to a placebo. I think that's an important trial. They plan to give these drugs for a year. I am not sure that patients can take these drugs for a year in the postoperative setting. I believe that it will be difficult to treat the vast majority of people for 1 year with sunitinib, certainly, and sorafenib. A little easier maybe, but still, you know, people after surgery like to feel good. They don't want to have these side effects, and it will be an issue. So don't use them right now. I think if you have a patient with resected metastatic disease, a little different setting, should you use these drugs? Well, there is a little bit more rationale there saying, well, there's clearly microscopic disease. Let's use it. Let's try to prolong it. There I could sort of convince myself in a certain situation, young patient, that use of one of these drugs might be reasonable to consider. I think that's a legitimate concern. But even there, I'm still a conservative oncologist. And knowing the natural history of the disease, which is quite variable, I will very often go to observation following surgical resection of as much disease as possible as a way to manage these illnesses. I'm putting out there a little bit of caution with regard to using them because, you know, it'd be very tempting to just kind of splash them all over and use them in all the settings, but I don't think we should. I think we should be more cautious.
What do you think the key issue is going to be with each of these drugs trying to get out to a year?
So with sunitinib, I think it's going to be fatigue. Clearly, I don't know that patients will take this drug because of the fatigue, and it'll require dose reductions. With sorafenib, it's going to be some skin toxicity that occurs. I just don't think full doses can be given. And remember, one is continuous, that's sorafenib, and that's the way these drugs should be given, continuously. They don't cure the disease, they suppress it. And the other, sunitinib, is a 4 week on, 2 week off schedule, and that's less than optimal. That 2 week on, off period was done to let them recover from the toxicities, but during that 2 weeks, there are patients whose symptoms start to recur, whose disease may start to progress in an early way. Not a lot of them, but that certainly can occur. So I'd like to see sunitinib come up with a continuous dosing schedule at some point, and I know that's being worked on.